I came to Sri Lanka 13 years ago when I married. It was the wedding time. And I also stayed in Sri Lanka 2004 when the tsunami comes. I saw this with my own eyes, what was happened and what the waves destroyed.
What went through your mind when that happened? I mean, you must have been in grave danger. You must have seen a lot of people suffering.
Yes, it was horrible. We saw a lot of dead people, but it was Christmas time. And in the evening, we have a big celebration at our home. We have a house in Sri Lanka. And in the morning, we have to clean up the house. And that was a reason we luckily don't stay at the beach. But the waves hits the beach and all the town. And a lot of dead people, mostly children, were there. And we saw this horrible scene.
And tell us, so what led to the start of the project that you run there?
Yes, it's a maternity hospital, and daily they will deliver more than 40 to 70 babies daily. And a lot of women are treated there, and this hospital totally was destroyed. And we looked where the mothers are going. They all lay on the ground, and they was directly in the delivery, and we saw that it was necessary to help, and we asked the doctors what we can do, and the doctors say we have nothing and we need everything. So my husband and me, we go back to Germany, and then we start to look for our Rotary clubs, and we get a lot of money but also equipment, and we have the chance to bring all the equipment within 10 days to Sri Lanka so that the sea sessions can be done.
And now it's been more than 10 years since the project. What impact has it had?
Yes, it was a very, very big project. And we rebuilt and re-equipped the whole hospitals. There are more than 20 buildings and totally three wards where all the beds are inside. And now it's totally reconstructed. And 600 people of staff can work also in this hospital.
You must be really proud of what's been accomplished.
Since we start our work, more than 160,000 babies are born at this place with our help. And more than 2.5 million women are treated with our help. And I'm very proud that I could do that. But there are a lot of other helpers with me, a lot of doctors from Germany, and a lot of companies, and a lot of friends, and also my husband, Karl Otto Thorwart, who's passed away last year. He also was strong on my side, and I'm very proud also for these people who helped in this project, but it's not possible to do it alone. You have to need other friends and helpers which are on your side to handle this big project.